Not all parents get lower cost daycare re. As parents celebrate lower child care fees, many fear lack of spaces, worker shortages, January 6. Just to be clear, not all parents are celebrating. The government is only awarding families that have their children in licensed daycares the lower child care fees. My grandchildren go to two different daycares, $1,250 per child per month. The daycares are absolutely wonderful and provide exceptional care, but they are not licensed, therefore they don't receive the savings. There are thousands of unlicensed daycares. Waitlists for licensed daycares can be 2 years. Families struggle with rising costs for all amenities and even more with a special needs child, which is the case for my daughter. The government is being discriminatory and unfair. Sheila Christmas Victoria, do not compare MAID in the US and Canada. The criteria for medical assistance in dying, MAID, in the United States are totally different than in Canada, so the numbers cannot be compared. In the States, the doctor does not administer the medications. The patient must be able to pick up the pills, place them in his, her mouth, lift up a glass of water and swallow the pills. To assist the patient is illegal. This method precludes patients with advanced neurological disease, MS, ALS, incapacitating arthritis, swallowing problems, etc. This is blatantly discriminatory and unfair and precludes a large number of patients with intolerable suffering receiving MAID. Canada and all the other countries where MAID is legal are much more humane and fair. Dr. Adrian Fine, MD, FRCP Victoria. Assisted suicide on a slippery slope. One of those letter writers supporting assisted suicide says those opposed to it should keep their opinions to themselves, though he graciously allows they may retain these opinions privately. The debate is over, he rules. But it isn't, because advocates push for the law's expansion as critics warn that already people are opting for assisted suicide not because they welcome death but because our health and social services are inadequate to support the seriously ill. As well, we have reports that Veterans Affairs staff have promoted assisted suicide upon its injured veteran clientele. How long before what appears an aberration today becomes a cost-saving policy across our health and extended care systems? Everyone knows that most of the money spent on the average Canadian's healthcare comes in their last year of life. You can bet on it that cynical government planners are asking, why not just eliminate the last year? Steve Weatherby. Victoria. Evidence is lacking in MAID discussion re. Expand the debate on assisted dying, letter, January 5. The letter states that there is growing evidence that people suffering social, medical and financial hardships are opting to die by MAID. Had the writer attended the informative presentation on the topic with Dr. Stephanie Green a couple of months ago, he would have been well informed that wishing for it does not bring it about. Such people as suggested in the letter would in no way qualify. I think he is playing fast and loose with language and it weakens his position. I also wonder where this evidence is. D. Medhurst. Victoria. Oncologist. Wait time could shorten a life. Last year I read several letters in the Times columnist about people waiting months for treatment at the Victoria Cancer Clinic, so I think my fear was legitimate when I was diagnosed with breast cancer in May 2022. Initially, I was taken care of quickly, mammograms, ultrasound, biopsy and mastectomy. The Victoria Cancer Clinic says I might be seen by February, because there is a backlog and my numbers show I am not a priority. This is despite the fact that current studies of the effect of delayed treatment for my type of cancer state delays in treatment of more than 150 days were associated with diminished survival. Last year, oncologists were brought in from Vancouver to take care of the backlog. Then someone decided that wasn't going to happen again, so now they are now training new GP oncologists to look after the simpler diagnosis, but how long is this going to take? When will the training for GP oncologists be completed? When will they start calling patients? When does the VCC expect the backlog of patients will be taken care of? I don't want my life expectancy reduced due to wait times. I have grandchildren and I want a long life so I can watch them grow up. Jeanette Holder Curtinay. A better way to set rent increases the Together Against Poverty Society, TAPS, is bang on in pointing out that the current policy of allowing unlimited rent increases on rental units where the tenant has vacated is unfair. However, to be entirely fair, the most feasible solution is for the BC government to implement a rent increase system that sets reasonable rates of return and equitably distributes those increases across all related rental units. End the unfair right to impose unlimited rent increases based on the artificial criteria that a unit has been vacated. And, by doing this, the BC government is also closing the loophole that allows landlords to raise rents by enormous amounts, up to 34% in Victoria in 2022, because in our extremely low vacancy rate part of the world, there is no choice but to pay these exorbitant rents. Plus, this would also end the double dipping that landlords are allowed. First by passing through property value increases to renters of vacated units and then realizing that increase again when the property is sold. Thank you TAPS for calling out the terrible unfairness of BC's current rent increase system. Joanne Thibault Victoria questions to consider before getting a job re. Plenty of people could take those jobs. Letter, January 4th. To those who yell at the homeless, get a job. Perhaps some thought should be considered. Questions asked by an employer often might be. Do you have a high school education? Answer. Unlikely. Do you have current references and a resume? Answer. Unlikely. When was your last job and why did you leave? Answer. That varies. Tell me about yourself. Answer. Reader, you decide and try not to judge. E.M. Roberts Oak Bay fixing transportation will help housing costs re. You should live where you can afford to live. Commentary, December 28. The argument that, because I was born and raised here I should be able to live here, is nonsense. Travel to any large city as a tourist, say New York, Seattle or Vancouver, and ask the people who clean your hotel room, serve you coffee or pour you a drink if they live in the neighborhood. Of course they don't. The majority probably commute somewhere around an hour each way to the much less expensive community they can afford to live in. Many do it by choice as they believe that working in a vibrant bustling downtown is the path to success. As the author points out, most bedroom municipalities are within a reasonable commuting distance to Victoria. Instead of government spending their energy and our tax dollars trying to manipulate the market by subsidizing rents and providing low-cost housing, they should do what they do have expertise in, providing clean, safe, and reliable transportation. If you can substantially reduce the cost and time spent commuting, then living in a bedroom community is a more viable option. And remember, you voted for the politicians who gave us Expo 86, Vancouver Winter Olympics and major sporting venues and events. You invited the world to come to beautiful BC and they did. What did you think would happen? Michael Butler North Saanich surrounding districts could offer housing re. You should live where you can afford to live, commentary, December 28. The opinion seems to be quite correct in attempting to maintain the character of Victoria. It's already a nightmare to drive in, and there are no more empty lots. Perhaps the surrounding districts could be made better use of for residences. Some areas are farmland, however, and they need to stay as such. Living up north in Campbell River, our housing is lacking and becoming much more expensive as well. Much headway has been made in the way of housing for the homeless, low-income and at risk here. However, new arrivals routinely come to join the ranks of the unhoused. It's a terrible dilemma with so many unable to afford housing now. Relaxing some residential lot laws, and allowing tiny homes of various builds, really won't hurt anyone and would be quite helpful. E.S. Warner Campbell River send U.S. your letters, email letters to letters@timescolonist.com, mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5, submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.